Students at Burnsview Secondary will soon have access to a next-level welding equipment thanks to a $3,500 grant from the CWB Welding Foundation. Tech Ed teachers Tim Fransky and Sammy Shaw recently applied for and received the grant, which they will use to purchase a TIG welding machine so welding program students can try the latest welding techniques, Fransky said. I've set up the workshop so that every student can learn to weld and get some experience using the welder, Fransky, who is also a Red Seal certified welder, said in a school district press release. It's pretty incredible to think that Burnsview students will get exposure to the same type of machines that second-year apprentice welders are learning to use. Shaw said there is currently a deficit of welders in the industry, and that shortfall is likely to keep growing unless high schools can get more students interested in taking up welding as a career. Many people don't realize how big an influence high school programs such as ours can have on a student's career choice. Working in the trades can be a fantastic option for a student that wants a rewarding career without heading down the traditional academic route. We often see students find their niche and blossom in the hands-on environment that the Tech Ed class provides, Shaw said. Both Fransky and Shaw are completing their master's degrees in psychology and believe their learning in this area, along with their focus on listening to and connecting with youth, has helped students at Burnsview become engaged and achieve success in the Tech Ed class. On a personal level, I'd love to see more women enter the trades and hope that students are inspired when they see me in the workshop, Shaw added. We want everyone who comes into the workshop to be comfortable using the equipment and feel they belong here. As the TIG welder is cheaper to operate than the school's current welding machine, some of the grant money will also be used to buy raw materials. The cost of materials continues to skyrocket, and it doesn't feel right to pass that cost on to students. So this grant will ensure students are able to practice their skills using a range of materials, Fransky said. Last June, the school received a state-of-the-art Haas desktop computer numeric control, CNC, milling machine donated by the BC Metal Manufacturers Advisory Group, BCMMAG, through the Construction Foundation of BC. Recently, Fransky and Shaw received a donation of plastics worth at least $1,500 from BCIT that their students will use as they learn how to manufacture using the CNC mill. So far this year, they have also received offcuts of sheet metal, copper, brass, and hardwood from Castle Building, saving students from having to pay out of pocket for project materials. Our relationships with local businesses and community organizations are key to the success of our program, Fransky said. Without their donations and grants, we simply wouldn't be able to offer the same skill building experiences that students have enjoyed over the last couple of years. We are so appreciative of their assistance. We are also very fortunate to have an extremely supportive admin team at this school, as well as support from the district's facilities team. Anyone with offcuts of materials that they would like to donate to Burnsview Secondary's Tech Ed program can email Fransky at tfransky@deltaschools.ca. The Delta School District offers two programs for high school students interested in pursuing an apprenticeship in the trades. In the Youth Work in Trades program, students are employed by a Red Seal journey person, accruing valuable work hours while getting paid and earning high school elective credits. The Youth Train in Trades program enables students to complete the in-class portion of a Level 1 apprenticeship, giving them a valuable head start on their post-secondary studies while the district covers their tuition. More information on both programs is available at deltalearns.ca/careers.